year. All the ladies say ho. Yeah. All the ladies say ho. All the hoes say
ho, say
ha, 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 ha. Yeah. 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 Here we go.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to 100 Poop Radio with Shaki and GL. It is Sunday, October 9th, 10th?
It's October. Who gives a fuck?
it's the 9th. 9th of October. What does that even mean? That means Columbus Day is coming up, right?
Yeah, Mr.
Slaughter of the Indians Day.
Mr.
Find some shit that's already there, Day.
Mr. The world is flat. But it's round, like my girl's booty.
Oh, man, I tell you. Yeah, man, Columbus Day. Who all gets off for Columbus Day? You get off, man?
I am off for Columbus Day. About, I have finally picked a job that's going to let my black ass off. Because I used to work at Dillard's. Shout out to Dillard's. They don't owe me shit.
So you off for Columbus Day. Guess what? Fuck you. I feel sorry for your mother.
She got to go to work, too. I'm happy her ass out of here, too, man. Go to work.
Oh, man. Hey, everything good, Gio, man? How's life going, man?
It's been a long weekend. Good. Yeah, A&M homecoming weekend, yeah. Shout out to the Bulldogs. Hell, I don't know, but shout them out. I'm pretty sure they did, because don't you put the scales with the sorriest motherfuckers?
I know who won, man. The damn club owners won. Because I heard at one club it was $80 to get in.
$80?
I kid you not.
We in Atlanta, ain't we?
I don't know. We in New York City with Jay-Z and Biggie performing.
Yeah. And Tupac on the cross like he was on not as Nas on the He Can Hate Me Now video. And somebody better be up there doing something extra for $80.
That's a lot of money, man. $80, I mean, even if I had like the money like that, $80 to get in the club and see the same folks out. Well, now homecoming's a little different. You see people from out of town you ain't seen in a long time.
Well, cause I ain't gonna lie, Shark. I'm gonna tell you this. Now, honest to God, now, when I got off work yesterday, Friday, I ain't gonna say yesterday, and I went over there to the Walmart Sparkler, woo, booty, 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 rocking everywhere. I got hype. I said, look at all these bitches out here with tights and them people selling their shit on the corner by the A&W place. I went up there. There's a bad bitch up there, man. I was just acting like I'm trying to talk to her. You know what I'm saying? I ain't whooping about none of that shit. I ain't graduate. You know I got a special ed GED.
Oh, no. Excuse me, lady. How are you doing today?
Yes, it was nice, though. It was nice. Some nice-looking women out there.
Oh, man, let's get into these topics, which I like to call government distractions from some real shit. I don't need to be going on for real nothing. You know how, you ever notice, and I think some comedians have said this shit, but it's still true. Whenever, you know, some real shit going on, like, you know, they done killed another unarmed black person, and racial tensions are high, we'll get Ebola or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Zika virus.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, I didn't even know the bees was about to be extinct. You know what I'm saying?
The bees from it?
Not them dead ass bees.
So ain't no more hunt.
I don't know what kind of bees, but they said bees about to be extinct.
Who gives a fuck about the bees? I remember I got stung on top of the head. This is a true story. I ran all the way. Man, I ain't going to tell you this story. I got stung on top of the head and the shit hurt like hell. Did you know you're supposed to rub aspirin on top of you? Like,
aspirin, like the...
A raw aspirin if you get stung by a bee. Because now that's what my mama told me, not unless she lied like she always did.
Only bees we recognize around here, Queen Bee.
Yeah, you're right. It's late, man. You're right.
You're I'm just kidding. But what else? We had some short things on it. The distraction was Kim K getting robbed or something like that. She got robbed for some millions for some jewelry or something like that. If people say it's an inside job, what you think?
First of all, I don't think she got robbed at all. I really don't. I really don't think that bitch got robbed. I think it was one, like they said, Black China. It's funny that Black China baby shower was the same day you got robbed.
Oh, no, I didn't even hear that.
So that's what I'm saying. I feel like they just stopped, tried to hate on Black China. You know what I'm saying?
It's trying to take the attention
Rob and Black. Whatever his name, Rob and China. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was kind of shady. I don't think she got robbed because it ain't. They said they can't find any video surveillance. Come on, man.
Kanye had to stop his show or whatever.
Kanye didn't want to perform anyway. He wants your money.
She's supposed to be traumatized or something. Like they literally supposedly duct taped and tied her up, supposedly.
And they ain't getting out of that prison. What? Let me tell you something. First of all, hey. If you duct tape and tie Kim Kardashian, I'm sticking something up in a finger, my tongue in a booty. I'm gonna do something out of the ordinary. They're gonna be like, yeah, there was Gerald that robbed her, because he left all the diamonds on the bed.
But you know they always got something going on. Like they actually like, I don't know how they still popular. Like, I mean, her sex tape was so long ago.
They mama, man. They mama. She does. I wish she was my. Wish she was our manager. We'd have 5 million views right now.
No.
Shout out to all five of y'all listening. I love all five of y'all. No,
we're gonna build that audience up, man. Y'all go ahead and jump on board, man. So y'all can say y'all were day one fans.
We gonna talk about this live on there. I ain't. You know, the last show had, I think I told you, 164. We had 164 people listen, which I love each and every one of y'all. I had, you know, only a 3% drop-off rate.
Only
3%.
We need to start talking about murder and this shit.
So.
Or just get up there in a straight line.
Yeah,
I mean, but we keep it 100. Keep it real. Man, GM may exaggerate a little bit, but, I mean, hey, you got to keep it funny.
Yeah, I got to. Cause
but it's still 100.
Yeah, it's 100.
You know, I think we heard about this late last week. We actually probably could have spoken on the last show, and it really too much to go over, but, you know, back in the day, and not so much now, but I used to like wrestling, and, you know, I don't know if y'all know Ric Flair or whatever, the dude, you know, the...
Woo!
Yeah, that guy. The Flair chop your damn chest off.
Yeah,
man, but he said that he had sex with Halle Berry back some years, I mean, back when she was, I guess it was the 90s, she had just came out with a divorce of David Justice, the baseball player for the Braves or whatever. And on the show, he got – let me tell you how nasty this motherfucker is. He called it Dick Space Mountain.
Everybody got dick now. I know what I got mine.
But anyway, they called it Space Mountain. They said she rode Space Mountain. And she said that he was lying or whatever. And I guess she sicked those – she sicked the lawyers on his ass. And TMZ called with him and asked him about it. And he was quiet as fuck. He didn't say yes or no. He just said Halle Berry's a nice lady.
I believe he did. Because at the same time, he don't have nothing to lose or gain. He's a millionaire, too. And Halle Berry is a known whore. You know what I'm saying? Like, so
when she become a known whore? I didn't know that.
When you get divorced four fucking times, you're a whore. Something you're doing wrong.
I mean, they can say that. I mean, I've heard about, it's all alleged. I've never slept with Halle Berry. But... from what I understand, she real clingy. That's what I hear. She clingy. She likes you to be up under all the time, but don't like to have sex. You ain't never hear that?
Kind of sound like somebody I know.
Really?
On my hat. No, I'm just fucking. I'm just playing.
No,
I'm just messing with you. I'm talking about shout out to my ex-wife and my new wife.
Damn. Don't be putting nobody on blast,
yeah.
Man. They gonna. Who knows who they think you're talking about? It don't matter. Speculate all you want. I don't care. I just know it ain't got nothing to do with me. But anywho, now this is what I heard about her. I guess that drives anybody crazy. You got anybody who looks as pretty as, you know, as Halle Berry, and she wants you up under all the time and don't like to have sex, I mean, what's the purpose? I mean,
let's call side bitch.
We can have a conversation over the phone. You know what I'm saying? If you want a good friend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's called side hoe.
But no, I don't know if Rick lying on himself like that. I don't even know if he is or not. But they, you know, that's just another distraction they threw out there for real. But if you know, if you're trying to be, if you're trying to, you know, keep around what's going on, you know, we just had a, I think the hurricane is actually still going on.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Hurricane Matthew. Last I checked, they was up to like 915 deaths around Haiti. And they ain't even really even talking about that on the news. Well, I mean, a little bit, but I mean, Facebook ain't made no badge for it. They ain't made no background saying, please pray for Haiti or these islands.
I know, man. That's crazy. We all want to go over there and visit and shit, but can't go. And, you know, I really do pray for them for real, though, because it's something that really got to, you know, be talked about, which ain't been talked about here lately. And I pray for you. If you got any family over there that visited over there, my condolences go out to all y'all. Real talk.
Yeah, ain't none. It wasn't no jokes and nothing funny about that. We were just talking about how they skipped over. You know what I'm saying? They ain't really autumn's death, and they haven't even got over the earthquake that happened. In was it 2010 or something?
I don't
know what year it was. See, that's what they even told us. We didn't even know when it was. Mm-hmm. But they ain't talk about it like that. But they definitely need to do a little better with that, man. Like if they gonna have all this shit on TV, talking about bullshit like Kim K and all that, you should definitely talk about people, some real shit, other than talking about clowns, you know what I'm saying, snatching people up.
Yeah, yeah.
And anybody dressed up like a clown for Halloween, if you get your head blew off, no sympathy.
Don't knock on my door, because I'm shooting.
No sympathy, because you know better. Let's go and get into these topics for today, man. Everybody want to get to the juicy stuff, whatever y'all want to call juicy or whatever. So we're going to see how y'all respond if y'all got something to debate was about. I don't know if y'all see that number on there. It's 215-383-5878. Go ahead and call in whenever we get on top of the subject. And hell, you disagree or you agree. Call in to be like Shaki, shit, I feel you on that. Or call in to say GL, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You know if I put the fucking idiot on him.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I be the fucking idiot. Well, fuck him. Fuck me. Whoever. Let's do this. What you got?
What's my first topic for today is when is it okay to date the quotation mark, you ain't got to worry about him / her person? What I mean by that is when you're in a relationship and, you know, we all try not to be jealous of anybody or anything like that, or we try not to. Some people are just built that way. But, you know, you try to keep letting them, and I'm going to sound a little petty when I say it, when you let them keep their little friends, you try to let them keep their little friends,
yeah.
And they quick to be like, oh, you ain't got to worry about LeBron. Yeah. That's LeBron, man. He's like my cousin.
That's
like my brother. I'm just like that. So as soon as y'all break up, you find out on Facebook they together now, and you sitting there looking at the damn. I wish that meme had a name. One with the lady with her hand out looking crazy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Sharkeisha, whatever.
You know,
Sharkeisha. Yeah, yeah.
But you sitting there looking crazy because she done told you ain't gotta worry about him. He ain't nobody. And you know, dudes do it too. So you know, we do as well. But so the question is, when is it okay to date that person? I mean, or is it okay? Or do you just not give a damn and be like, hell, you know, hell, we broke up. How does, you know, what he got to say about me? What she got to say about me? What do you think, GL?
Well, I think it's okay the next damn day because y'all broke up any fucking way, right? You know what I'm saying? You ain't with that person no more. So, because sometimes homeboys and homegirls can naturally start liking each other. Because I didn't actually start liking a couple of your homegirls, and I just, you know, yeah.
You got some you ask about every now and then? Well, used to.
Yeah. I still ask about them. What's that motherfucker that was in Birmingham that fine? You ain't got to say her name on her, but she was fine as hell.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, the question is, I think, because everybody got that one friend, a homegirl, because, ladies, let me tell you something right now. A man will wait 900 days if he got to stay in the friend zone just for some people. You ain't never done it?
I done done it.
You will, and you still will.
I done done it.
You get what I'm saying? Like, so I will stay cool with, if a girl tell me to this day, that's just my homeboy. Let me tell you, I still smash it, friends or not. And looking involved, we can do it. It can get down. We can have sex. We can do whatever. I'll wait my turn.
We can be friends for as long as we need to.
I'm that shoulder to lean on, to cry on, and I'm all of that.
I mean, the thing is, nobody is, you know, nobody, how can I put this in words? Everybody always has a backup, whether you use it or not. You all can go through your phone and be like, you know, Tanisha, man, she's been trying to talk to me for forever.
She's 92.
And that's way. That's way too young. But, you know, we all got that person on the phone you can call up if you need to or whatever. It's been waiting to talk to you. Just to go out and have some damn Starbucks.
And sometimes they are very that's what you call a side piece. Side pieces are very healthy for relationships sometimes. Because sometimes when his or her, side niggas too, you know what I'm saying? Like when your old man ain't doing right at home, you know, you call me. Hey, I got all the taking you out to chicken wing huts and rubbing your dog. I'm with all that. So, you know what I'm saying?
Whatever I got to do.
I'm waiting on you to mess up with your woman right now.
We just talked about thirsty people last week, man.
But they win it. So that's why we took from last show. I said, you know what? Give me Gatorade bottle. I need it. Cause
your thirst can't be quenched.
It can't be. I'm always thirsty.
That motherfucker look like damn Sahara Desert around his
You always ready.
But, I guess the answer is, man, I don't know if it's okay, but I know everybody got a backup, and I just don't believe in that's just a regular friend. Man, everybody is just always ready to go.
Yeah, because like I said, I got some homegirls that I've been friends with a long time, and I still smash them. I still want to smash them. If y'all listening to the show, I hope you let me smash you still. Please, thank you. I just hope you do. I really do. I can't. Hey. So when is it? So the question is, the answer is the next day. So if we break up today and you on my roster, hey, next man up. That's what they say in the NFL, right? Next man up, man.
If you still feel some type of way about it or you don't agree, you know the number to call. It's on the page.
Yeah.
All right. Next we got interracial dating. And I don't know how did we even word that? You said thoughts on interracial dating. I put is it taboo? You know what that means? Taboo.
Man, I mean, it's clearly taboo.
Taboo to do from Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah,
all that just means is it weird, or is it kind of like, you know, people try to keep it under wraps and don't really want to talk about it or whatever, or is it, you know, is it all cool now? Is it cool to, you know, whether it's white and black, you know, black and Asian, shit, whatever two things together that's not the normal race, because after. You know, I'm not trying to get on a tangent, but from what I understand, and, you know, so many more decades, everybody's going to be mixed anyways. That's what I hear.
No, is that it?
Oh, yeah, seriously. I don't know how long it's going to take. I didn't do the research exactly, but I did read that everybody's going to be mixed with something eventually. You know what I'm saying? You know, not us, but the people after us, the generation after generation.
See, that's why I be telling my side. That's why you need all kind of side bitches. You got to be fruitful. You need white girl on your team. A black girl on your team, a Japanese on your team. I wish I could have a baby with every race and just to see how they look. Somebody got to be LeBron James out the bunch. I know.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that. So, anyways, do you think it's different for a white guy and a black girl? Because I know we get our ass chewed out when black dudes talk to white women. We all kind of weak and all kind of, you know, it ain't cool. Is it different for when they date? When they date a white man,
I think it's more, believe it or not, I think it's more frowned upon in the, I'm gonna speak for the black community, so I'm not white. I think when a black woman goes with a white man, we black men look at them like, what? Hell no! Because once you go back, you don't go back. You know what I'm saying? So it's different when you see. To me, it's damn near normal now when you see a black dude with a white girl. But I just want to ask all the fellas, why y'all always go pick them big, fat, nasty-looking white bitches? They don't ever – you rarely see in Huntsville that you see a black dude that's – I'm talking about – when I mean black, I'm talking black. I ain't talking about them light-skinned, mixed, Drake-looking niggas. Not them. I'm talking about the full black-ass niggas like me with a bae. You get what I'm saying? You will never really see them with them downtown white fucking bae. But they always had them big trailer park, hazel green them Hazel Green hoes. You know what I mean? Like them. So I think, I don't know. What's, let me ask you. So, ladies, I got a question for y'all. I wish somebody would call in. Let me ask, what's the difference between anybody out there that's listening? How is sex different from a, I'm going to ask you then. I'm going to start you off. What's the difference between a white girl and a black girl in a bedroom? Have you ever been with a white girl in a bedroom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't say that my experience is like, you know, super, the most interesting man in the world. That guy. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say I'm, you know, porn star status, but, you know, I've had enough to at least talk about it. You know, I've had obviously way more experience on one than the other, but my experience with white women, I just think that they're more open than the black woman. You know what I'm saying? They're kind of, and I kind of don't care if people get mad at me, they'll call in and cut me out because then you can't do shit. So I mean, they're just more open, in my opinion. They're more open to do things like earlier. I put it like that. You know what I'm saying? No matter how big one black girl supposed to be such a freak, but you still don't do the nasty stuff.
Because I can tell you about some experience. See, me personally, if you ask me, I feel like this, whoever listen, I ain't mean to rough enough, but I don't care. I feel like the white girls, the ones I done had in my life, they get nasty. I done put it in their butt and stuck it right in their mouth with nothing to say. You ain't doing no ATM on no black woman. I'm 31 years old, and I have yet to put ATM on a black woman. You know what ATM stands for, don't you?
Anyway.
Ass to mouth. You get what I'm saying? I ain't do that. That's cash money, ATM. That's what you, whenever you hear that, that means.
But at the same time, you know, everybody ain't that level of nasty.
Every white girl I've had been that nasty.
Every black dude ain't that nasty. I ain't nasty like that. You know what I'm saying? Somebody probably want to call in and say their point of view. All right, caller, go ahead and let us know what's your name, where you're from, and what you your point of view on what we're talking about.
Oh,
welcome, caller.
I
where
am
from?
Becky.
What's your name?
No, hey.
Hey, Becky, what's up?
Not much. I was listening to your
Becky,
show.
Becky, good hair.
Y'all just cracked me up. I just have to say. Now, wait a second. Y'all were sitting there talking about which white chicks and black guys or with white guys, what's the difference in sex that way? Is that, am I right in hearing
yeah.
that?
Yes.
Okay. So wait, what exactly are you asking? Like, which is better in bed, or who's more adventurous, or does size
all
count?
All of the above.
What?
We know. You show experience, speak on what you want to speak on, and we'll correct you.
Okay. Because, look, this can go in so many different directions. First of all.
That's what we want. We want, you know, ass to mouth, pussy to pussy, pussy to
oh,
lip.
No,
you know,
no,
we
no,
want
no.
everything
look,
you got
look,
to
look.
Get.
Some girls might be freaks like that, and that's great. If they get off on, wonderful. Go, girl, it's all you. But first, no. Let's not talk about communicable disease and what can happen that way. Just not even go there.
We don't keep it clean.
Yeah.
We don't mean
Okay. That's, all right. Because I'll take your word for that. Mm-hmm.
What's your experience with a black man versus a white man? Have you been with both sexes?
Yes. And if you're looking for, you know, just freaky get it on, like no holds barred, let's go. That's when you want a black guy. Cause look, there's no worrying about loving and feeling. Cause women are the same way as guys are. Sometimes we just want no part in that. I'm like, serious. Like all we want is to get laid and move on. I don't want to sit there and cuddle. I don't want to sit there and make out. Let's not catch a case of the feelings. No. Seriously, but it's funny because white guys, you know, they want all that. It's all about stroking their little backsides, you know, they're patting their little butt, like, way to go. Mm-mm. No, but I mean, I get the whole curiousness of it, how everybody always wants to know which is better and what's why people want to mix if they mix.
Let me ask you a question. I just thought to ask you.
What?
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Do you think that when you decide to sleep with a black dude, that he expects a certain thing from you? Like in the bed, does he expect you to be extra, or you know, it's no secret.
Extra willing to please. Oh yeah, there's definitely going to be more. They're definitely going to expect more sex. They're not as I would say as giving on that end, on the reciprocating that. Where white guys would be. White guys, they get off on that. They like to give oral. Men, black guys, not so much. They want it. Oh boy. But oh boy.
So my final question to you.
That's just my opinion. I mean, somebody call in and totally tell me I'm wrong.
So my final question to you, Becky, with the good hair.
Uh-huh.
What?
You did just go there. Go ahead.
If you have the chance just to fuck, we're not talking about being in a relationship, just straight sex, right. Who you going to pick? Black or
black
white
guy.
Man?
Mm-hmm. Black guy. Every time.
That's all we need to know. Goodbye.
Thank you.
I like that right there. Thanks for calling, Becky. Let's see what else we got going on. The next part of it. So we already, I guess we discussed the sex part of it. Black women, when y'all see a black dude dating a white woman, do you think it's a sign of weakness? Because I've heard it before. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'll just tell you a story, a personal story, whatever. I was dating this chick a while back or whatever, and it didn't, it didn't go so hot. And I was on this kick where I was like, you know what? All I've been dating is black women my whole life. I think I'm done. Like, I keep getting the same result. I don't know if it's me or what, but I'm kind of done. So I told her we was cool to a certain extent. So I'm like, hey, we ain't working. I think I'm just finna start talking to white women. I think I'm going to give that a shot. And she, snapped on my ass. She snapped. She was like, oh, there you go. Every time y'all run into a little trouble or if things aren't working out perfectly, you want to go run to a white woman. It's like, y'all can't handle no strong black woman pushing you, yelling at you and making you better. I said, wait a minute. I said, I wanted a girlfriend and some good sex. I didn't want another mother. I don't want another mama yelling at me. You know what I'm saying? As long as I'm taking care of what I'm supposed to take care of and keeping you happy, I don't need you yelling because you got daddy issues or whatever it may be. I'm sorry. I don't know what the problem is, but nobody, they was like, oh yeah, white women are so easy. They don't, they're not strong. I'm like, I don't know if they're not strong, but I just don't need nobody yelling at me all the time, trying to make me do something.
So how was your experience with the white girl? Did you enjoy it?
We didn't date very long. It was cool. Honestly, I haven't really dated too many white women, but the one I did date, she already had a kid, and at the time I had never dated a chick with a kid. So that's the reason why we didn't make it. Hell, I was too selfish, and I didn't want to compete with her child. So that had nothing to do with her race. That was just, the way that worked out.
Well, I tried to get me a motherfucking white woman. I'm not going to say the B word. I tried to get me a white woman.
You need to call her a white bitch. I'm going to keep you checked because you say black bitch.
Yeah.
I'll make it say white bitch.
You're right. I tried to date me a white bitch, and what had happened was I went downtown to San Mateo for about 42 weeks in a fucking row, and I even went to San Mateo and I tucked my shirt in for you white bitches, and you still wouldn't fucking me. Call me a dark. I ain't appreciate you calling me a goddamn dark. And I wanted some pussy from a white girl, and they wouldn't talk to me. I don't know what it was. This is true.
Come on, man. I've been trying to drag you to the white club for years.
I tried, and I went.
Shit, it took me 3 years to get you to take off your damn football shirt. I wouldn't say football. It was probably truck fit or something.
No,
but,
I didn't want to
touch it. That's what's getting in. But I had to teach you how to dress to get in there, man. They wouldn't even try to let us in, for real.
I know. Once I finally got in here, I did see a whole bunch of gold in this motherfucking honey hole. But the thing is, I had the wrong shovel or something because I couldn't dig none of them out for nothing. But I went back to Old Faithful, and I got what I was looking for. A good old black woman. Actually, my woman ain't really black. She half black. So I get the best of both worlds.
I just wish he did more of the white folk shit in the bedroom.
Do you know how, you know, when you're trying to study for a language or a test and you have the, you listen to a headphones and again, your subconscious, you need to, when you go to sleep, put some headphones on or some damn nasty ass XXNX some shit.
I did.
Just put on a headphone so she'll wake up and she'll know what ATM stands for without you telling her. You know what I'm saying?
You know what ATM stands for? Give me your damn credit card.
All I do is woke up by ATM and chocolate.
Yeah. You know That's all. Hey, she gonna want you to get that car and buy her some shit with that ATM. That's she gonna want. But this, you know, it's a. Let me shut up.
Yeah, you take it too far. You know, I guess y'all don't think it's a sign of weakness. I guess it's all good. I guess y'all don't care about that.
So you didn't answer the question.
What was the question?
Who was better in the bedroom?
If you got to,
I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Go ahead.
If you got to only fuck it. We ain't talking about a relationship or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
If you can say, you can build you a white woman, or you can build you a black woman, which one you gonna take?
I'm building a black woman.
So you're building a
black woman. I mean, we talking about personality. You said just sex, right?
Just sex.
Just a black woman. All day, every day. You know what I'm saying? Why women's ass don't jiggle like that unless they didn't pay for it?
Most of these black women paying for it.
Man.
See, let me see.
I don't know about that. I mean, I ain't saying they don't.
You right.
But, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if they don't pay for it, but. No, I'm gonna pick the black woman all day. If we just talking about just sex, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna swap brains for a little while, but you know, ain't nothing for real. Well, I ain't trying to say that, but no, I stick with my statement. So let's just say you do, you know, you are dating somebody of the opposite race. You think that it's that you're still dealing with the racist dad, like the racist white dude talking about. I'm going to blow his damn head off with a shotgun if he touch Becky. You know what I'm saying? If they find out, you think the dads around here still trying to fuck you up if you talk to their daughter?
Yeah, not unless you fucking Cam Newton or somebody.
You
better be some. You can't be average. I can't be Mr. Mailman Gerald taking out a little Becky. Well, your ass going to get, they looking at you. You ain't come, let me tell you one thing. Your ass ain't going to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, man.
You ain't even eating none of that casserole.
Mama's
cherry. You ain't the only thing you good for, nigga, is sports and that's it. And that's it. You better be a ball player. That's what they say all the time. That boy carry that ball, can't he?
Yeah, man, I was working at this one place some years back too, man. I was working at this one place. And dude, man, I had a reputation of being a real good worker, and he caught me. I was having car trouble one day at work, and he comes to the side like Shaquille. My name is Shaquille, but you know, white people struggle so hard on saying my damn name. He was like Shaquille, if you need any help with your car, man, I'll look at it during break, or during lunch. And I'm like, yeah, I appreciate it. So, man, he used his whole lunch break to fix my car. He fixed it. Free of charge. That's like, all right, I don't even remember his name. All right, Petey.
Yeah.
Is that a random white dude name?
No, Billy.
All right, Billy. All right, Billy. I appreciate that. Do you owe you anything? He's like, no, you don't owe me anything. Just keep on coming to work, doing a good job like you do. You're a good guy. If your car breaks down again, call me up and I'll let you use my car, or if you need some money to get it fixed, just let me know. And I'm like, wow, man, this dude is cool. Like, I've only worked with him like 5-6 months.
He wasn't gay,
man. He wasn't gay. But, you know, he's offering all these things. I'm like, man, I got a cool little friend that's trying to help me out. And he threw this in at the end. He said, Shaquille. No, I'm sorry. He said, Shaquille, you know what I'm saying? You're a great guy. I don't mind helping. Anything I can do to help you, you just let me know. You can't date my daughter, but anything else is all right. And I kind of giggled. I was like, funny.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I'm serious. I don't believe in that. You know what I'm saying? As good a man as you are, you can't date my daughter. I don't believe in that. And I was like, so what did you like, 99% not racist? What does that mean? You know, man, he legit. I was like, so he was going to fuck me up over his daughter? So
that's crazy.
So I had to get him. I had to get him. So I introduced him to Fantastic Four Loco, and I showed her the thing. And I showed her the thing.
Man, you crazy.
Yeah, what you think about that? You say you still getting fucked up over it?
Yeah, we still live in a time, you know, that motherfuckers don't condone in that shit, man. They don't want to see, like, a lot of, you know, Donald Trump people grab you by the pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't.
I ain't even seen it. I haven't seen the headline. I told it. When I was writing the show this week, I was like, man, I ain't even going to talk about Donald Trump. They ain't want to hear about his ass no more.
Yeah.
So what? You can say whatever he wants to.
No, he said he's going to grab somebody by the pussy. That's the only funny thing he done this whole time. Yeah, five bitch fronts and grab her by the pussy. Hey, man, that's dumb. Too bad you're a jackass.
All right, JL, what we got going on next?
Get on this last subject, man.
Does someone's sexual background make or break a relationship? I think that's pretty self-explanatory. Like, you know, basically, if, you know, I know we say hoe every damn show, it seems like.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? If somebody, male or female, this is for dudes too. If a guy was a hoe back in the day, does that matter to you girls? If what he did?
The sexual number, I just don't, I ain't going to say it. Don't matter. I don't want to know. You get what I mean? Because I don't want nobody to, how can you say that? You don't want your old lady to tell you, hey, Shop, I done fucked 472 people before I got with you, but you gonna be the last one. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you was a hoe before you got with me, that's your business. Because I feel like all people, I'm gonna say women mainly, was hoes at one point in time. So,
You think women mainly or guys?
Mostly women.
You think at the end of the day, guys, women have more partners than men do?
I think so, because it takes a special kind of nigga to get a lot of pussy. If I'm making any...
Actually, I do know what you're saying. Basically, it's harder for men to give away dick than it is for women.
Exactly. So they're hoes to me quicker than you. You can't go.
I don't have the desire to sleep with a lot of women. Don't mean I'm going to get it done.
Yeah.
But a woman, if she want to have sex with a whole bunch of dudes, it can happen just by a snap of a finger.
She can damn near look like fucking Zangief. You know what I'm saying?
Harambe.
That big-ass African Ella. You know what I'm saying? She can look like him, and it's always them motherfuckers that are fucked. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I'm a decent-looking brother my damn self, and it'd be hard enough for me to get some hoes. So I know. I feel like women are more, you know, quote unquote, sex number. It's because it's too easy for y'all to get it. Yeah, I mean, because if a dude ain't got no job, I don't give a fuck how good you look. I can't lie. This is a different day and age. Yeah, so I can't say that. But you get what I mean. What I'm trying to say.
I'm glad you said that. So it's time for me to interject. So you said it does or doesn't matter.
To me, it don't matter.
I'm gonna say right now, hell no, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? On either side, because anything goes now. Anything goes. Like, a man or a woman, they just hell, it's a learning lesson. You know what I'm saying? Hell, you really don't even learn the motherfucker until you sleep with them. You find out what they're about after that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it takes people, a lot of them, take men and women a lot of damn time to realize what they like and what they don't like. Because a whole bunch different the personality.
Yeah. And it takes more than one sexual time. You get what I'm saying? You know how you said you got to fuck them first? You really know how much you like a motherfucker after you done fucked them about three or four times. After that third time, you're like, I don't want to fuck with her too self no more. It ain't worth it. You get what I'm saying?
They come with it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't worth it.
It ain't worth it. You know if you want out. After about that third time you getting that pussy, you say to yourself, I think I'm gonna keep on fucking with her. Or if not. Oh, I done done it. I done been like, I done got that pussy three times. I don't want it no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure some girl listening right now, like, I fucked GL and he ain't shit. He nutted all quick and shit. He ain't doing nothing. He splattered everywhere and got up and left, dirty dog. I know somebody out there saying it.
Like,
talk about me like a dog.
At the end of the day, you still got it.
I still got it. You can't untake me fucking you, regardless. You know, women say that a lot. Well, he ain't shit. Da-da-da-da. The first thing they get to, his dick was little. Well, he can't unfuck you. He done fucked you.
Yeah,
So sexual paths don't, to me, it don't matter. I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
As a guy, because you know, I would like to think that women want to say, oh, we don't want a dude that's a hoe, whatever. But like, why are we trying to keep our number low? I mean, like, for what? Like, I don't, because people nowadays, women, and I will make this a little sexist or whatever. Women nowadays, they don't care no more. They used to care, you know what I'm saying, about if you were a gentleman and all kind of stuff. They don't care about that. They don't care about that, you know what I'm saying, because it's too much stuff that they standards have dropped. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's necessarily bad. Hell, you got to get in where you fit in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you, why, you'll always come off on the losing end if you're not doing what the next person's doing, really. I mean, I know it's all about morals, but honestly, it's a little hard to keep your morals up when you don't motherfucker doing it. You know what I'm saying? You come out on the losing end. You know, we had a while back, we was talking about, do nice guys finish last? And I know damn sure women, nice women, feel like they finish last. I know they feel that way. Because it's hard to compete with the hoes. But we feel the same way. It's hard to compete.
It's hard because be real with you, Shaq. When we go to the club, back in our younger days, whatever, we looking for the hoes. You ain't going in the club looking for. I'm looking for a wife. No, I'm looking for the nastiest freak body I can find in this motherfucker.
That's just for me and you. See, I for too many years I was the one that was. And I came out on losing. I'm like, I used to look at myself, man. Why am I supposed to have so much fun, more fun than me, man?
You looking for a girlfriend? I was that dude, man.
I was in there, not necessarily looking for a wife, but you know what I'm saying. I was always open to it. I wasn't gonna treat a motherfucker like it was one day.
Yeah.
Like I never really, and my homies used to kill me about that.
Yeah.
And why you putting these hoes on a pedestal? I'm like, well, shit, hell. You know, oh, she's in the club. She a hoe. I was like, shit, I was in the club. I ain't no hoe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everybody. I ain't going to say everybody. Everybody not no hoe. And that ain't what I'm saying. But right now, if you ask me, if I'm trying to build a relationship, you got a good girl and a retired hoe. I'm taking a retired hoe because she experienced. She know how to get it up out you. You know what I'm saying? And you just in the bedroom, especially if she retired, because you can find some retired hoes. They out here. I'm telling you.
They really retire.
They do retire. That's what I'm trying. They get back to the old way sometimes, but still. They retire. Michael Jordan still shoot ball, don't he?
Yeah, I guess so.
But he retired.
Yeah, I guess so.
You just got to watch out, man. You got to watch out, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, ain't no reason to worry about somebody's sexual background because, you know, people don't care. If a dude is a hoe, they don't even turn women away no more. They look at it like, shit, I want to see what the hype about.
Yep.
I want to see what the fuck, what they doing. Like, shit, if your damn homegirl to fuck the dude and you trying to figure out, you know what I'm saying, why she going crazy over. Like, I mean, I don't know. Do guys operate like that? Or do we, if it's a known hoe, do we step up each other for, do we stab each other for a hoe?
What, you shouldn't. I got some people that will. But the proper way to do it is to call, hey, Shaq, do you take this girl serious?
That's the question. Do you take her serious? Are you like trying to be serious with her?
Yeah. That's, and he'd be like, nah, I ain't gonna ask you shit else. But she a hoe. I'm trying to see what that be like.
You know, you gotta watch that too, cause a dude will lie to you, your homeboy will lie. He'll say he love all his old girls. All of them. You know what I'm saying? I know that's like the truth.
Yeah.
Like he in love with all his exes, every one of them. Get mad if you even speak their name. Like nah, they got the same name. That wasn't even. They got two different last names. I thought you talking about my Brenda. Like that was 4 or 5 years ago. No, mad about it.
It's only after you leave that person, man. It shouldn't matter. That's going to be one of our subjects next week.
What's that?
Is it okay for you to date your homeboy / homegirl's ex? That's a great topic for next week.
We already talked about that?
Is it okay to date? We did?
Yeah, we already talked about that.
Or is it all right to date your homeboy's sister?
That's different. They brought something else mine almost said. That's kept secret effort. And it's going to say that.
Yeah.
I want to do a meet.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Is it okay to date your, well, that's what we're going to talk about next week. Is it okay to date your homeboy? Family, quote unquote sister, because I don't give a fuck if you fuck one of my cousins. But if I had a sister, I might feel some kind of way about it. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, you know what? That's on you, bro. We can talk about that now in the middle of this damn subject. Why not? You know what I'm saying? Why? I mean, you say, is it okay? I mean, why not? If I don't have a sister, but if I did, she would be a fucking ninja on knowing how to deal with these motherfuckers, especially your ass.
I'm gonna please her.
None of that shit work. Not nothing you can say to her. She was like, "Get the fuck out of my face, GL. I can't already told about you. You can't do shit."
And then I'm gonna slide of this right here. Did he tell you about my bankroll? Give me some pussy. I need it.
But yeah, what else you got to add to the show today, man?
Man, I don't got nothing else, man. I feel like it was a good show. I hope y'all, you know,
enjoyed it.
Next Sunday, 6 p.m.
You can always hit us up on our Facebook page and give us ideas of what y'all want to hear us talk about. You know, whatever subject y'all feel like we should talk about or tackle or debate about, just go ahead and let us know, man. It's an interactive show. You can get into the chat. Or you could call in, whichever thing do you feel comfortable doing. I appreciate Becky for calling in and defending. I'm going to say defending white girls, but just saying their point of view. Go ahead and write this number down. If you don't see it on the page already, 215-383-5878.
Catch us next week, man. 6 o'clock, same time, same place. We out, baby.
Escobar season has returned. It's been a long time. It's been a long time coming. It's life or death for me, man. But you know, there's no turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am, Dylan. You can hate me.